65 million years ago, an asteroid fundamentally changed plant and animal life on Earth. It was 6 miles wide, traveling at about 50,000 miles an hour when it struck the northern hemisphere. Like a chip shot in golf, the asteroid sent a divot of debris into North America. Debris from the impact caused an extended winter that devastated plants and dinosaurs in the northern hemisphere. But its effects below the equator are less certain. A report in today's issue of the journal Science suggests that very few forms of life were spared in the southern hemisphere. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Somewhat less than 65 million years ago, Doug Nichols was driving through western Pennsylvania when he saw a field of ferns. He got out and took a picture. That, he says, is probably what the entire northern hemisphere looked like after the asteroid impact. He knows that because that's his job. He's a paleobotanist with the U.S. Geological Survey, and this has taken him to Saskatchewan and Wyoming, where he studied rock layers that are 65 million years old. In old layers, he's found records of all kinds of plants. After the impact, in younger layers, he found only ferns. They're like weeds, he says.
I think a good analogy is what happens in my vegetable garden every year, where I have things growing that I put there, of course, like tomatoes and squash and stuff like that. And with the first frost, those things go down, and they're finished. They will not come back unless I plant them again next year. There are other things, the ones we call the weeds, of course, which do reappear whether you want them to or not. So that, to me, is sort of like a little model.
But did the same thing happen in the southern hemisphere, further away from the impact? Until now, researchers have had a hard time finding fossils there. Vivi Vida is a botanist at Lund University in Sweden. She says there was indirect evidence for massive destruction. Before the impact, giant alligator-like animals called mesosaurs swam at the South Pole.
The question was, why were the polar dinosaurs extinct if they could stand the cold? And now we have the answer.
Vida and colleagues found the answer in a stream bed in New Zealand. The stream had carved its way 10 feet or so into the earth, and in the wall, the team found what has been very elusive in the southern hemisphere, a layer of iridium, a dense and rare metal present in asteroids. This was the dust from the impact. The group looked in the rock below and above that line for fossilized pollen and spores. They report the results in the journal Science.
It's a very big difference under the boundary before this happening. The vegetation consisted in like 40% conifers, 40% ferns, and the rest being flowering plants, angiosperms. And then suddenly we have this boundary and everything gets wiped out.
For the next 4 inches, which could correspond to 10,000 years, there are only fern spores. This is the first real evidence, she says, that the asteroid impact caused truly global devastation. It struck down trees and created a brief era where ferns ruled the earth. Flowering plants didn't make a comeback for millions of years. Doug Nichols says this stream bed is a fabulous find.
It really is. Yeah, I'm really, really psyched about this evidence, putting the picture together on a global basis, because we had a good story going for North America, but we did wonder what was wrong with the record from the southern hemisphere. What we have learned from this is that the devastation of plant communities was something that affected the whole world, and that it provides the most likely explanation for the disappearance of the dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs always get a lot of attention, he says. It's always the asteroid impact that killed the dinosaurs. But really, he says, it should be the asteroid impact that killed the plants. The dinosaurs died because there wasn't anything to eat. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.